Imagine throwing a punch, missing by just a tenth of a second, and then hearing this three-dimensional, bone-crunching snap in your headset. All because the game's underlying code dynamically altered your physical weight on the fly.
Yeah, it's visceral. And honestly, it's just a tiny taste of what we're looking at this month.
Exactly. Welcome to the Deep Dive, everyone. You can probably see our backdrop today, right? We've got this high-tech server room that sort of bleeds into a neon-lit cyberpunk cityscape.
Which is perfectly fitting for the absolute gauntlet of a month we have ahead of us.
Oh, it is a hardware-melting, wallet-emptying gauntlet. We are looking squarely at the gaming calendar for June 2026. And with AAA titles now firmly sitting at that $69.99 benchmark, you really have to ask yourself a serious question.
Right, like, is your rig truly ready for real-time path tracing?
Or are you literally about to smell burning GPUs in your living room? Because today, we are tearing into the tech and review of June's top 20 masterpieces.
And this isn't just about listing off games for you to buy.
No, our mission today is to understand how the underlying technology, things like neural networks and unified memory architecture, is completely redefining the boundary between you and the virtual world.
Because we're moving past the era of games just being, you know, beautiful static paintings. They are becoming fully responsive ecosystems.
Which perfectly sets up our first section. The Tech in Review calls it the reactive worlds, where AI basically learns to think, oh, okay, let's unpack this. I was reading the breakdown for Cyberpunk, Project Orion, and my jaw just hit the floor.
Oh, the leap to Unreal Engine 5 is massive.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Nanite and Lumen handling the global illumination, which is stunning.
Yeah, but it's the gameplay features that got me. It's got seamless four-player co-op, and you can use a fully interactive Linux terminal for deep net hacking. But the craziest part is the NCPD, the Night City Police.
Right. Their AI is entirely powered by neural networks now.
Yes. They learn your getaway routes. They set up predictive roadblocks based on your habits. But to pull that off, they had to completely abandon eighth-generation consoles.
They had no choice. What's fascinating here is why this shift to neural networks is happening and why older hardware just can't keep up.
Because it's too much data.
Exactly. Old game AI was basically just a rigid decision tree. If you speed, cops spawn behind you. It's very simple cause and effect.
It's like moving from those animatronics on a theme park ride where they do the exact same loop every single time.
Yes. To acting in an improv show where the cast actually remembers what you did yesterday, the engine's running predictive models in real time now.
Which brings us to the Gothic 1 remake from Alchemia Interactive. They rebuilt the code and the combat from the ground up in UE5.
And visually, it's incredible. The magic barrier actually renders particle effects that illuminate the sky.
But the AI is the real star again. The scavenger enemies use bolder tactics if they see you're unarmed. And the camp life is totally dynamic based on your reputation.
But there is a massive hardware warning for this $59.99 release.
Yeah, Gothic is incredibly CPU bound, which is wild to me. You think of a gorgeous AAA game and you assume it's going to crush your graphics card, not the processor.
Well, the GPU paints the picture, right?
Yeah.
But the CPU is the brain. It's doing the math for all those neural networks.
So when an NPC is deciding whether to attack or run away, that's pure logic processing.
Exactly. And the Tekken Review warns that if you have anything less than a 6-core processor, like an Intel 13th Gen or a Ryzen 7000, you are going to struggle.
You'll just get massive frame drop.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
The NPCs literally can't think fast enough. You also absolutely need a Gen 4 NVMe SSD.
Wait, why the storage drive?
Because of data bandwidth. Unreal Engine 5 streams environmental data and NPC logic instantly as you move. A Gen 4 NVMe is like a high-speed data hose.
And if your hose is too narrow, the CPU is just sitting there waiting for data, and the whole game freezes.
Spot on. If your rig is older, you're going to have to lower the crowd density and vegetation settings just to play it.
Wow. So a world that thinks is impressive, but a world that feels physical is almost terrifying. Let's shift gears to the brutal physics of aging in combat.
Sifu 2. The Grandmaster is the perfect example here. Slow clap went all out.
They brought in real Grandmasters for 8,000 new motion capture frames, 3 dynamic kung fu styles, but they altered the biomechanical algorithm for the aging mechanic.
This is where it gets crazy. When your character hits age 60, your center of gravity actually drops.
Your strikes slow down, but they do exponential damage. But wait, so if I mess up in Sifu 2 and my character ages, the literal code of the physics engine changes against me mid-game. I have to relearn how to fight.
You do, because game engines are moving away from pre-baked animations. You are dealing with real-time physical simulations now.
So it's not just a canned animation playing slower.
No, the engine recalculates your mass and momentum, and it affects everything. Even the parrying timings change based on the specific weight of the weapon hitting you.
Right, like deflecting a light staff versus a sledgehammer. And the punishment is a 0.1-second error margin that shatters your structure gauge.
With that incredible 3D binaural audio we mentioned earlier.
And the dynamic glass. You throw someone through a window, the shattered glass stays on the floor, and you can pick up the shards as secondary weapons.
It's a true physics sandbox, which is the exact same philosophy behind EA Sports UFC 6.
At $69.99, running on Frostbite 4.0, and thank God the grappling minigames are completely gone.
Because they were artificial. UFC 6 replaces those with analog stick manipulation for dynamic weight distribution.
But the fluid dynamics are the real technological flex here.
Oh, simulating the sweat and blood is a massive achievement. The engine calculates gravity, friction, and the velocity of your strike in real time.
So it maps exactly where the blood droplets fly. And when you grapple, it literally simulates the slipperiness of their sweaty bodies.
You're fighting a physics simulation of human anatomy.
Okay, so simulating two fighters is one thing. But here's where it gets really interesting. What happens when you simulate an entire battlefield or a living city?
The computational load becomes staggering.
The Tekken Review brings up hell let loose. Vietnam. It's $49.99, 50 versus 50, running on UE5 Chaos Physics.
And the foliage physics are just unparalleled.
When a napalm strike hits, it physically burns, sways, and uproots individual leaves based on how close they are to the blast.
Rendering micro-destruction on that scale in a multiplayer game pushes hardware past simple graphical rendering into total ecosystem simulation.
And the visibility is zero in the jungle. You have to rely entirely on binaural audio. You're listening for a twig snap 10 meters away to avoid booby traps.
It's incredibly intense. But taking a completely different approach to massive simulation is Copa City.
This game is wildly unique. It's a football management and city builder hybrid for $39.99.
Built on the Unity 2026 DOTS architecture.
You literally have to manage traffic flow on Derby Day for tens of thousands of NPCs, vendors, hooligans, everything.
Using real-time pathfinding for all of them.
And if you fail, the match gets abandoned and you get hit with huge FIFA fines. You go from trying to score goals to playing city traffic cop just to avoid a FIFA fine. That is wondrously bizarre.
It is, but DOTS architecture is the only way it works. It strips away all the excess object data and groups 50,000 location coordinates so the CPU can process them all at once.
So you aren't overwhelming the processor asking what every single fan looks like.
Exactly. It's all about hyper-efficient data management.
So hearing all this, you're probably wondering what kind of supercomputer you need. But surprisingly, some of the biggest technical miracles this month are happening in the palm of your hand.
The handheld and mobile market is just defying logic right now.
Let's look at the Switch 2 exclusives. Star Fox. Galactic Return is $69.99, and it uses a custom NVIDIA system on a chip.
For fully open-world galaxy gameplay.
Right. But it has these manual thermal cooling mini-games for your ship, and the enemy AI uses machine learning. It predicts your barrel rolls and bombs your trajectory.
It's incredible to see that kind of neural network tech running on a handheld device.
And then you have the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth port, fitting 150 gigabytes onto a cartridge. How?
They use Oodlekraken compression and AI upscaling.
Okay, so it just rebuilds the textures on the fly.
Yeah.
But it also runs in 4K when docked, right?
Yes, and that's thanks to the unified memory architecture. The CPU and GPU share the exact same pool of RAM now, so there's no data transfer bottleneck holding it back.
That's huge. And mobile MMOs are getting just as ambitious. Guild Wars Reforged has no isolated mobile servers.
You're doing 50-50 PC cloud cross progression via AWS and Kubernetes.
And RF Online Next puts UE5 Cybernetic Warfare onto your phone in under 15 gigs. And I have to ask, what's the catch? Is my phone going to catch fire rendering a 50-player war?
It's a very valid concern. The magic trick here is dynamic AI-driven level of detail, or LOD.
So it downgrades the graphics to save the processor.
Exactly. The AI instantly calculates who is furthest away and turns their complex armor into simple shapes so you can keep a locked 60 frames per second, plus sub-second data syncing between PC and mobile clients.
But the Tekken Review issued a huge battery warning for this.
Oh, absolutely. Guild Wars will drain a 5,000 milliamp hour battery in under 2.5 hours on Ultra.
And you need an always-on, loping connection. Unlike indie ports like Among the Sleep, you can't play these offline.
The data volume is just too high.
Okay, so while handhelds are putting massive worlds in our pockets, VR and indie games are using completely different senses to trick our brains into feeling presence.
This raises an important question about how we define next gen.
Right, because it isn't just about graphics anymore. Let's look at the boys. Trigger warning for PSVR 2.
They use eye tracking to actually aim Homelander's lasers.
You just stare at the target, and the headset haptics mimic the heat radiating around your eyes.
And it uses 95% of the PS5 RDNA 3 load via foveated rendering. It only renders exactly what your pupils are focused on in 4K, blurring the rest to save power.
That is so smart. Then for standalone VR, we have Downtown Club on the Meta Quest 3.
It uses asynchronous space warp 3.0 to render 120 hertz tire physics.
Which basically eliminates motion sickness, right? Even while pushing the Snapdragon chip to its thermal limit.
Yeah, it synthesizes fake frames if the processor stutters, so your brain never registers a lag.
But sensory immersion isn't just for VR. Look at Holobody. It's a $24.99 cyberpunk horror indie.
With a fixed camera, which is super retro, but it uses audio ray tracing.
This blew my mind. So instead of just hearing a generic monster roar, the sound physically bounces off the environment. It echoes differently on metal versus concrete.
Acoustic physics are absolutely the new frontier for true immersion.
It's like using sonar in a submarine. The material of the walls actually tells you where the threat is.
It creates a level of dread that graphics just can't match.
Honestly, after dodging AI cops and managing football traffic, I'm glad Dave the Diver. In the Jungle is only $14.99. Just some nice, relaxing Amazon platforming and crafting.
We definitely need a breather after this lineup.
No kidding. So to summarize our journey today, we've gone from neural networks predicting our movement in Cyberpunk and Star Fox
to physical fluids and biomechanics in UFC and Sifu.
Exactly. All the way to audio ray tracing and unified handheld memory. This deep dive was really about prepping you for a demanding month.
You absolutely have to check your CPU for Gothic, watch your mobile battery for Guild Wars, and pick the right VR headset for the experience you want.
Because June 2026 is not playing around. Which leaves me with a final lingering question for you all. With AI learning our getaway routes in Night City and predicting our evasion tactics in space, are we reaching a point where the games are playing us just as much as we are playing them? Think about that as you boot up your rigs this week. Thanks for joining the Deep Dive.